Rangers Rambles.
Hello, welcome everyone. It is the Furry Raiders podcast again, but unfortunately it's a special one. And I'd like to welcome one of my good friends, Len, part of Alt Furry. And we're going to be talking about the furry fandom and all its little quirks and about our groups. Me for the Furry Raiders, and Len will be speaking on the behalf of Alt Furry. So, Len, go ahead and introduce yourself, what you're about, and in the in Alt Furry.
Sure. So I am originally, I was and still am an author. I wrote Out of the Ruins, which is it's an ebook that's on Amazon, soon to be paperback. You might be familiar with that book. It's about a Wehrmacht soldier who wound up in a furry fantasy world. In so many words. I went on to create I am the founder and the administrator of the Alt Furry Discord server. That server is no longer here, unfortunately, because it got taken down by social justice warriors running Discord. But we do have a Telegram. It's called Xanadu. That's Xanadu. We have a Xanadu server, which basically is the Alt Furry community. You know, I've been running in it, administering it for about a year now, and it's been a very wild ride.
Yeah, no doubt. I remember the day that you actually created the Discord side of Alt Furry, mm-hmm. when you invited me in. And it's been an interesting ride, a long, interesting ride.
It had the feeling that it was going to be something big, and it turned out that was right.
Well, yeah, I could say the same for the Furry Raiders as well. Seeing that I'm the current CEO and the founder of the Furry Raiders group, which for, you know, specific reasons, both our groups got wrapped in together about around the same time when the social justice warriors out there decided to start labeling people they disagree with. And Furry Raiders, in a nutshell, it was a group that I created 10 years ago to just have people come together, you know, have friends, do activities, you know, online, offline, wherever it may suit, and be furry. And that was really the original goal. And not until people started labeling me directly and our group that I met Len with the Alt Furry. And my perception of our group started changing a little bit. I realized that the fandom was changing from what it was originally, you know, and my view of the fandom back then was about the expression of yourself in an anthropomorphic form and the interest that you have around that. And I felt that was being under threat. And today is a perfect example of that. And I would say that Len probably knows that better than me, of being put on the corner, on the back burner, you know, ostracized out for the book that you wrote, right?
Yeah, all I've ever wanted to do is promote my book in the furry community. That's all I've ever wanted to do. Once I got banned and denied advertising on the major platforms, that was when I joined Alt Furry. That was when Alt Furry found me, and I said, "Hey, this actually looks like something I could pick the ball up and run with." So that was how I got involved in All Furry. And that was why I put the energy into it originally. It became something much bigger than about me and my book. And I said this to you when we were off air, I don't have anything to lose. In a lot of ways, whatever happens to the fandom doesn't really bother me, because the gatekeepers of the fandom have always shut me out. They've never allowed me to sell my book. They've never allowed me to promote my book in the furry subculture. And so whatever happens to the fandom as a result of all this crazy, insane censorship and this hysteria, which is reaching a fevered pitch, I'm okay with it, because I've always been on the receiving end of that ever since I guess read you. And I mean, I was a furry for a while when I was a teenager. I've come back, you know, later on as an adult in kind of a creative capacity only. I'm okay with whatever happens. I know what these people are all about. They've always been hysterical, neurotic control freaks. They always have been. It's just that now what we're doing is we're forcing, I don't say we're doing it, but their actions, the events of the last, you know, months or the last year, is forcing them to show that in a very naked and straightforward way. They're showing the entire fandom what I have known about them since day one. And that is that they're control freaks. They're neurotic control freaks. And I hope it's my hope that after, you know, big happenings, after big events like what we saw today with the mass bannings on Fur Affinity, it's my hope that people can see these folks, and, you know, it's Dragoneer included for sure, that people can see these folks for what they are, that this helps people see these folks for what they are and helps them move on to other places. And there are other places to, I mean, there are viable alternatives to Fur Affinity. Fur Affinity as a business is going to see that, that it's not as relevant as it was 5 years ago. It does not have the monopoly on furry activity like it did 5 years ago. And that there are actually, I mean, switching away from Fur Affinity, and I'm going a little bit off on a tangent here, I understand. Switching away from Fur Affinity at this point is like switching from Pepsi to Coke, or Coke to Pepsi, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Ink Bunny is a viable alternative to Fur Affinity. We do have a place to go, folks. And if you've been banned by Dragoneer, if you've been banned by Fur Affinity today, get your ass over to Ink Bunny. There were 2,400, just check, there's 2,400 active users over the last hour. So you can't say that it's dead over there. It's there. It's got reasonable rules. It's got a reasonable toss, and they're waiting for you.
Yeah, I would have to say that's a good way of looking at it. I mean, it wasn't. I've been subject to that ban as well, just because of me being a creator of Furry Raiders and they deeming it as a hate group. Which, you know, it's kind of interesting because our mission statement has always been the polar opposite, and we've always tried to do our best to be welcoming as to everybody as we can, and because of that, it's apparently not the right thought process that they want. So it is interesting to see that this is the move that they want to play. And personally, I have no interest in censoring people.
This is their last line of defense. And it's always been the ultimate locus of control that the left has used, not just in the furry subculture, but all of Western society. The last line of defense, the infallible one, is to call one's opponent racist, to call the other idea racist, to say that you're doing what you're doing to stop racism, because they know that people are going to be too afraid to speak up against that. It's the last line of defense. And they're, so it's hysterical. It's crazy. It's insane to call the furry raiders a hate group. It's insane. It's because it's just quite simply not. And, you know, the fact of the matter is neither is alt furry. Alt furry is just a hashtag, and it's a hashtag of folks all over the place on the right, not just the alt right or the far right. Actually, there really aren't a whole lot of alt-right people in alt-furry. Alt-furry stands for alternative to what we have now. It doesn't mean alt-right furry. If it meant alt-right furry, we call it alt-right furry. So, you know, they're calling these groups hate groups as the last line of defense because they're losing. They're losing. They're losing the narrative. They're losing massively. They're losing over the last few days, and this is going to change things, of course, but over the last few days, you could just feel the air coming out of their balloon. We had Cothrix, and I know you might not be the biggest fan of Cothrix, but Cothrix took on Dio and Dogpatch, and Dio and Dogpatch were so stupid that they thought they could take this guy on who has 30,000 plus YouTube subscribers, and Cothrix took them to task on Twitter, on social media. He destroyed them in an argument. He single-handedly turned the narrative against those creeps. And there's nothing they can do about it. There's nothing they could do about it because Cothrix had more followers. He has a larger voice. He has a bigger platform than they do. And most importantly, he's right and they're wrong. And so they're losing the narrative. They see things like that happening to them. They see Cothrix going openly against them, a big name like Cothrix. And I'm not sucking up to Cothrix, but he is a big name. They see big names going against them, publicly contradicting them and not falling for their gaslighting. And they know that their power is diminishing. And so they're going to more and more insane, draconian things to keep the lid on things. Now, look, in the long run, that's not sustainable. In the long run, a creative community doesn't survive with this kind of suffocating censorship. It just doesn't. But they're calling your group and my group a so-called hate group as if like it's some official thing. It's their last line of defense.
Right. And I mean I was part of that, the whole conversation that Cothrix did. How would he say he analyzed the situation and determined, you know, where people were standing. And I have to say, even so, Dogpatch Press and Dio and the other people that were involved have me all blocked. They put down their two cents, and their two cents ended up being, you know, everybody they disagree is a Nazi situation.
Basically, yes.
And then basically, I was, yes. And supposedly I was given the autistic lollipop. So obviously, Corthax did mention, you know, that my thoughts and the way I perceive the world might be slightly different than others, which is obvious that everybody has different viewpoints. Everybody sees things differently. No furries are the same.
Here's what I would say to that. We are all in this boat together right now. It cannot be if this doesn't make it clear to everybody that we're all, anyone who's not a social justice warrior is all in the same boat right now. Okay. If this event doesn't prove that and show that, then nothing will. So whatever differences you may have with someone, even philosophical differences, we have to set those things aside right now. Because there's a much greater existential threat. Not just to our subculture, but also to all of Western civilization. These people, these control freak social justice warrior leftists, they do have to be stopped. I'm a firm believer that the only way to do that is if far-right, alt-right people get together with conservatives, get together with libertarians, get together with centrists, and get together with liberals. Otherwise, it's not going to work. The social justice warriors are an organized army. They work together. They work as a well-oiled machine in both the furry subculture and in society in general. The opposition to it will continue to fail. The social justice warriors will continue to get everything they want, despite the fact that obviously most people are against them. It doesn't matter. They will continue to get everything that they want until there is an opposition that is just as organized and just as well-honed and well-oiled as they are, if not more. And until then, stuff like this is going to keep happening. So we have to set aside all of our stuff. We have to set aside all of our differences, and we have to work together. And I think you wanted me to come on to talk about some of the differences between Alt Furry and the Furry Raiders, and I'm more than happy to do that, but I want to preface it with this. Alt Furry and the Furry Raiders are in the same boat. Alt Furry and the Furry Raiders have been put together by a common cause. And there have been people on my end that have told me that I have to disavow you. There have been people on my end that have told me that they don't want anything to do with you or the Furry Raiders. And I'm sure there are people on your end who've said the same thing about me. Those people all turned out to be fair weather friends. Those people all turned out to be wrong. They're all wrong. We're not going to get through this by playing these autistic morals and principles games. We're not going to get through this by being antisocial and disavowing everybody you have a little bit of difference over, or by me disavowing you because of something you said 6 or 7 years ago that was put into a bad context. We don't have time for this shit, in so many words. We just don't.
Right. No, and I get you on that. You know, it's been difficult because I've had the same approach from people in my community group that, you know, they want separation between Alt Furry and Furry Raiders. And the separation is that we manage our groups the way that we see fit based on our mission.
And that's right. And that's the best separation they're going to get. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you this. Do you think for one second that if you'd have come out and denounced me and you'd have denounced Alt Furry, that the Furry Raiders would have been spared from the banning on Fur Affinity today?
And the reason I say that is that this is not the first time that Fur Affinity has done bannings on people they don't like, or they didn't want to have. They had policy changes that reflected that they didn't want these. And that's the reason why everybody keeps asking why. Where's my Ink Bunny account? I've had an Ink Bunny account for over 7 years now. And the reason I created it was when FA decided to go ahead and remove anybody that draws cub art. And, you know, although a lot of furries don't agree with some of the fetishes in the furry fandom or interests, but, you know, I didn't believe that was right back then. When FA did that, I didn't believe that was the place. You know, why are you censoring these people from drawing art? It's furry art. You know, it's should be welcomed. And so when Ink Bunny came around, I joined up and I said, yeah, I could get on top of this. So, you know, this is not the first occurrence, and it for sure won't be the last. But right now, because it's starting to affect multiple groups within the furry community, not just ours, but, you know, it has affected all types of people. It's time to just put stuff away. Like you said, you know, I might not agree with everybody in your group. You know, you may not agree with everybody in my group. I mean, I know Len, you don't agree with some of the deviant fetish stuff I do, but
no,
but I know you don't, but you know, what's nice is that we can say, okay, that doesn't matter, 'cause I'm not putting it in your face, and we can still, you know, get along and find a common ground. And, you know, I personally don't like what goes on, you know, when it comes, you know, so much political talk that goes around, you could say on the Alt Furry end, but it doesn't affect me because you guys are still furries to me, and I want to protect that. And that's been my goal since day one. And when me and you first got together in conversation, when the problems started occurring, and I was like, yeah, regardless of what position that you're in, we're still all furries, and that's where we're going to keep it. So it is troublesome to see that happen. It is. And with all the... It's going to be in the next week. It's going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot of outcry going on. There's going to be a lot of people fighting with each other again. And I don't think that was a smart move on FA's part. You know, I don't think it's a smart move from anybody's part. If there's people that you don't agree with or people you don't like, you know, it's easy not to hit a reply button. It's easy not to make a comment that's to provoke them. You know, it's easy just to be like, whatever, they're there. And, you know, that's something that myself and the Furry Raiders try really hard not to do. But, you know, you can't, it's really impossible to manage everybody. But perfect example, last year at BLFC, I mean, you were on top of that, even though you weren't there, Len. You saw how people, based under the feedback from the videos that were recorded and all that, how people act just because I was there. Yeah. Not because, you know, I was preaching any hate speech or because I was, you know, running around like some crazy fox trying to make my point and being noticed by everything. I was just standing there and people had to have a problem. They had to react. And it seems like the reactors are getting their way from, you know, as we've seen, they're constantly right. Getting their way because they're constantly reacting. And personally, I didn't want to react to what happened with FA on my, you know, what happened in all the complaining that was going on. I wanted just to say, you know, I didn't care. You know, whatever, I can still be a furry. I can still be Foxler without FA. That was not an issue. I think it's when Dragonair mentioned to a whole bunch of people on our side and your side that this wasn't a political thing. And by mentioning that we're a hate group and by mentioning that, you know, that it had to do with politics outside the furry fandom, then you're making it about politics. And it's just silly that it's got this double standard going on. You know, they're double playing on this is, oh, it's not about politics, but, you know, our terms of services now is about your political definitions or, you know, how you identify politically. And that's kind of silly. That's really silly. And I think regardless of how people identify politically out there, you know, this is why I think people get confused of Foxler a lot, is because I to this point and still never will have any issues with people's politics. Everybody gives me a difference. Every person I meet, and when they bring up politics, they always give me something new. And I'm just like, okay, that's you. But you know, when they're not being a furry in front of me, well, when they're not, the people I'm talking to are not furries, you know, I'm just like, whatever. I don't know how to relate to you. You're just another person across the dinner table talking about your politics. I don't, whatever. And I just listen because, you know, as when someone is speaking, you should take the courtesy to listen. You don't have to acknowledge, you don't really have to acknowledge it later, or you don't have to, you can let it go throughout the other ear or whatever. But when I'm talking with another furry and they want to bring up politics, that's fine, dandy. But I'm not going to change my view that they're still a furry. They're still a persona that I see up front. And, you know, that's the same what I do with you, Len. Even so, I still don't know what your animal persona is. I know you have the human side of it, but
I used to have a fursona when I was a teenager.
Right.
And I went off to college and, you know, I was getting a little older and I think it was somewhere in age 19 or age 20. I said, well, this is, you know, kiddie stuff. So I dropped my fursona. And I'm not going to say the name of my persona, because if I do, then people on various trolling websites are going to go looking for it and they're going to try to drum it up.
Oh yeah. And, you had, you know, epic gay sex with this wolf dude and, you know, years ago.
for the record, I'm looking at your live stream there with the facial recognition thing and it's making me laugh.
Yeah.
I've always been, for the record, I've always been 100% straight. I've never had any gay sex with wolf dudes or anything. So, I used to have a fursona. I don't anymore. Like I said, I kind of came back, in a creative capacity to be an author and I guess to be the leader of all furry. That's how it turned out. But, nothing against folks who still have fursonas well into their adult life, but, I kind of dropped it when I went off to college.
I mean, that's understandable. I mean, it's everybody, like I said, and this is what makes it so unique. What makes the fandom so unique is everybody has a different approach, and your approach is different from mine. You know, you dropped your fursona years ago, and you now are looking into just, you know, producing your work to share with everyone, right. And then, you know, also help lead a movement of people. And that's great.
Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. It's not what I signed up for, but it kind of happened.
No, it's not, but it just happened.
Yeah. So in my case, you know, I stuck with my fursona, when I first created it, you know, 18 years ago, and people are still trying to tell me to take it off, remove it, you know, change it. And you know, the statement I'm trying to give them is that it's, dude, I'd rather get shot than remove this fursona, because to me, and this is where the thought process again people keep bringing up, they don't understand Foxer, is this is part of me. This is, I built an entire life, 18 years worth, around this. It's not something you just turn off easily, and the fact that people are trying to force that is what makes it difficult, what makes it why I resist people from doing that to me. I don't want them to come to me and say, hey, you need to change that because we don't like it. It's like someone, you know, it's like you being, let's say you're in my position, like, well, no, actually it would be, let's say you, Len, you know, somebody comes, a furry comes up to you and says, you know, Len, you need to stop being straight. You need to be gay. And somebody forcing that upon you. Yeah. It's like, no, that's not going to happen. There's going to be a giant.
Well, I've had some people thinking that it could happen.
Oh, wow. People are hitting on Len. That's a first to hear that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Oh, I never thought I would ever say that, but I must say that I'm glad that you haven't gone to the dark side yet. I have no problem with you staying straight.
Yeah. Let's hope I can stay straight.
Hey, if you deal with this
so fucking long,
if you deal with the furry phantom long enough,
well, that's what people are telling me. They're like, well, if you hang out with the furries long enough, you're gonna turn.
Find, yeah, you're gonna find some really big thing in front of your face you didn't expect.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, that's apparently what happened to me. Yeah. I don't, like, when I was like a young little fox, I was straight. I was like, I did not want the D in the face. And then fursuits happen. Oh, fursuits happen. And then I was like, oh, I don't think gender matters anymore. And then, wow. Yeah, we all know where that went. And then I got mated to Cody. And I mean, not saying he was my first male mate, but he's the only one I've actually did things with. That, you know, that took a lot of will to do. I mean, I could tell you, if there was no fursuit, I'd be like running for the hills. But, you know, that's what's nice about being a furry. You can, you literally unlock things you've never thought were possible. And us being here today, being the most infamous furries in the community, we didn't ever knew this was possible, and it become an unlock.
No.
And people know me by name. Like, perfect example, I was at a club on Saturday night here in Denver, and Cody was, you know, being all sketchy about it, and we went there, and they were promoting that they were open, inclusive to everybody, you know, be as kinky as you want. So it was a deviant type of kink club. And I walked in there, and everybody was like, oh, it's such an awesome fursuit. Oh, look at you, look so cool. Oh, are you Foxler? And I'm just like, hi. And then I'm like, am I getting booted now? Nobody. And then management came up to me and was just like totally chill. They said, internet drama is at we leave it at the door. We're here to have fun. We're here to be deviant. We're here to, you know, express our inner animal, you could per se. And everything went well. And then we you know, me and Cody ended up having some good times out in the mountains, and we came back. And then I was at a 7-Eleven, surprisingly, getting a drink. I was partially in suit because, you know, I don't always take it off just because, you know, it's more of a pain in the ass to take it off. And then when I get home, so I was just walking like half suited in a 7-Eleven. And then one of the attendants there were like, oh, you're Foxer, right? I'm just like, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I was like, shit. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a furry. I know everything about you. And it was super positive. Like, there was nothing wrong. Everything was doing well. And the whole week until, like, today was like, whoa. Now back to reality. Furries, there's a lot of furries that are total just nutcases. And I'm like, damn it. I miss having a good time in the fandom. I miss having a good time of just being yourself. And that's what it was about. I was out there to be myself. I had the opportunity to do it. And now I come back to the rest of the fandom and everybody's like, no, you got to do it our way. I'm just like, oh, okay. No, I'm not going to do that. And that's the same with you, you know, not everybody is going to be, you know, have 76 genders in the fandom. Oh my gosh. I can only just imagine. I identify as a fox. That's my gender. How do you identify, Len?
Well, I'm fucking a white male.
Or you could be like the Fifth Element moment. I identify as a meat popsicle. Oh, if anybody remembers that line, you should remember it from Fifth Element when Bruce Willis is in his apartment and they raid it, and they ask him if he was human while he's had his hands up on those circles. He's like, no, I identify as a meat popsicle. I was like, oh. It's just silly things like that. And I just don't understand why the fandom can't be like that every day. Why can't we not be serious? Why can't we, like, why do we have to be family friendly every time? Why can't we be more adult? Why can't we be more kinky? Why can't we be wild, crazy? You know, I'm just not saying in public. I'm just saying just like as a group of friends in a, you know, in our own little private event or at a dance club or something. Sure. Where we could just be crazy. And sure. And we don't see that anymore. Like a perfect example that I find really interesting is that, you know, apparently people were expecting Foxer to be at BLFC this year. Right. And right. So because they didn't have me to pick on anymore. They had to go pick on some 10-year-old girl and about her fursuit. Cool. Oh, did you hear about that?
I haven't. Could you fill me in?
Oh, so apparently, and you know, it's all Twitter nonsense, but there was pictures of the 10-year-old girl. She came in to BLFC first for Con. Her parents were there, and people were making fun of her fursuit, saying it was, you know, shitty, ugly, and stuff. And she ran out crying. I think Telephone, or the person that created Telephone, brought her back and made her queen of BLFC. But, you know, they couldn't pick on me at BLFC, so they go pick on someone else, apparently. That's what furries have reached their new low. And why does it matter? And that makes me think, why does it matter what your fursuit looks like? I mean, even if it's not the most perfect poppy fur styled, you know, perfectly brushed, because so many people give me shit about my fursuit not being brushed. Why does it matter? We're all here to enjoy each other's company and be ourselves. So just because somebody's fursuit is not up to your FAP standards, you have to be like, you have to make fun of it. That's the fandom right now for you. And that's a perfect example with FA right now, because the artwork or the stories people produce on FA does not meet the quality standards, supposedly. Everybody's got to have a problem with it. I mean, you know how it is.
Well, I I do. I don't think this was about content at all. This was about Dragoneer changing his rules and applying them retroactively because the social justice warriors were having a hissy fit and he buckled and caved. You know, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. I mean, I don't know Dragonware well enough to know where his position was. I just know that he's apparently from Germany. He's white.
Yeah, but he's a military brat, though, so he's not really German.
He's got a dragon persona, which I don't really believe mythical creatures exist. Ha! I've gotten so much shit from Two Griffin for that one. And overall, you know, I don't, it's just another furry, you know, just because he runs a website doesn't make him any more special. So, okay. He doesn't like what we do. He doesn't like our labeling. He doesn't like how people come to his Twitter and say, "You're doing it wrong, Dragoneer. You need to change the rules." I mean,
yeah, well, he did change the rules.
I know he did. I'm just saying that, like, holy shit. Do you know how many people, Dragoneer? Do you know how many people I had last year, how many people came to my Twitter page to bitch at me? I had over 1 million people visit my Twitter page in 1 month when this whole thing exploded. And did I change my persona? No. I'm still here. So, like, some people can handle it, some people can't. And Dragoneer was not one of those people that can handle just, like, making a website about art and about being your persona, because that's what FA was purposely about, was to be about furry art. And the only thing I posted on there was my fursuit and my furry art. That was it. I didn't even make one journal about anything. I didn't come, you know, and I made maybe make a few comments here and there, but that was it. But apparently, because of my existence elsewhere on the world, and apparently my viewpoints and people's views of me, that will change my status of being part of the website. But, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And there's other places we can be furry. Nobody's going to stop us from being furry.
Yeah, exactly. This is not 2006, okay? There's a whole bunch of places that are happening in the furry fandom. I mean, a lot of the furry activity now these days goes on in Twitter. A lot of it goes on Tumblr. A lot of it goes on DeviantArt. And Ink Bunny is a substantial, legitimate competitor. And by the way, I am happy to migrate. I've just migrated all my stuff over to Ink Bunny, and I recommend all of you folks do the same. If you've been banned by that asshole, go over to Ink Bunny. Just go to Ink Bunny. They're, you know, as long as you're reasonable, as long as you follow their terms of service, you're going to be just fine. And it's not even going to be a big loss at all. I think the biggest gainer out of all this is going to end up being Ink Bunny. I have a feeling.
I mean, you know, unfortunately, I have a slight suspicion, and, you know, we're all going to predict it today, you know, that people are going to go, they're not going to be, okay, so, for anybody that is watching, I've always said, don't give anybody an inch, they'll take a mile from you, because Dragoneer gave an inch,
yeah,
they're going to, now they're going to go take a mile, and the mile they're going to take is that, oh, now all the supposable Nazi furs are going to go to Ink Bunny. Now they're going to go after Ink Bunny. You know they're going to do it.
Maybe. I mean, for God's sake, if Ink Bunny allows Cub stuff, they're going to allow us.
If they allow Cub stuff, yes. For anybody who doesn't know what Cub art is it is a fictional.
I don't even want to go.
See, proof of the pudding. Len has his limits.
I do, and that is one of them. But you know what? You know what?
It's okay.
Okay. I disagree with their stance on it. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Right? I mean, it grosses me out. The prepubescent Cub characters in a sexualized way, you know, really rubs me the wrong way. But, you know, I don't like it, but they're not doing anything illegal with the way things are right now. And I mean, what you gonna do, right? You know, I think it sucks, and I disagree with their policy on cub art, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect me, and they're not actually hurting anybody, so I guess I'm gonna have to learn to swallow it. Poor choice of words.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Let's hope that people can still will learn from this and keep the artistic freedom going.
Well, I'll tell you who isn't going to learn from this, and that is the social justice warriors. That is the DO, the Dog Patch, Zydex Unicorn. They're not going to learn. And Dragoneer, for all his brilliance, he isn't going to learn either. The lesson to be had here is this. I'm sure you've probably seen it too. There's been a lot of folks who have tried to leave the Raiders, have tried to leave Alt Furry because they want to be, they want to be part of the mainstream again. For example, their morals and principles don't allow them to. I mean, I don't know how it is with the Raiders. I know, but with us, we get a lot of folks who are kind of politically in the middle that say, the Alt Furry is just as bad as the social justice warriors. I don't believe in groups. I'm an enlightened individual. I don't believe in collectivism. I think all collectivism is tyranny, and I'm an individual, blah, blah, blah. All those the principled conservatives that refuse to have anything to do with anyone on the far right or the alt-right, all those enlightened centrists and super principled conservatives and hyper individuals, all those fucking people were all banned with me. They're all banned with me. So all that virtue signaling and all that hair splitting and all that autism and all that antisocial crankery didn't get them jack shit. They still got banned with us. The lesson here is, and I guess I apologize for talking in the way I just did. The lesson here is that we are all in this together. We're all in it together. All these tiny little differences that people in the middle and on the right are using as an excuse not to band together to get organized, all these crappy little excuses haven't come out to a whole lot of hill of beans, because we are ultimately all in this together, and whatever differences you have had better get flushed in the morning, okay? Because believe me, I'm taking my ego and my differences and I'm flushing them in the morning myself.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you deal with me like on a weekly basis. I mean, you tolerate a lot of weird shit from me.
Yes. Yes, that's true. But you're still, it's okay though, because I know I can count on you. I know you're going to be there. I know you're not going to cuck out.
What do you mean by cuck out?
Well, look what Dragoneer just did. Like, Dragoneer had these rules that said as long as you're not actually, as long as you're not promoting? Doing stuff in...
Yeah,
as long as you're not promoting this and this ideology in a non-fictional way, you're okay. And it caused a big uproar, and there was some trolling going on, not gonna lie. And he cucked out.
Oh,
he cucked out.
So you know what?
I know that Foxler's not gonna cuck out. Foxler's not gonna say, I can't deal with this, I'm gonna cuck.
All right, well, back in the day I used to call that you just being a fucking pussy. Or a faggot.
Yeah.
Or a faggot. Well. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, it's just whatever. It's one of those things. And I encourage everybody that, does watch these streams or are part of the Furry Raiders or Alt Furry or just out there as a furry, don't don't let people force this upon you. Keep your stance. And, you know, that's what Len's been doing. That's what I've been doing. That's what a lot of people have been starting to do. And it does make a difference.
Mm-hmm. If we all do that, if we all stand up and we all take that stance, they have no power. They have no power. They have zero fucking power. If we all just say no, if we all just take a stand and we all don't allow ourselves to get bullied, they're done. Fear is all they have. That's it. And they're coming for all of you. You're all going to get banned. You're all going to get banned at some point. You're all going to feel in reality, everyone has been affected by this, because this has affected this permeates into every, if you think this doesn't affect you being a furry, you're wrong, because this has permeated into every pore of every activity and every meet and every regional group and every regional telegram. It's everywhere. It is, and it's not everywhere because I want it to be. It's not everywhere because I made it that way. It's everywhere because we have control freak. We have neurotic control freaks that are gatekeeping in this fandom, and it is everywhere, and it affects everyone, and it's only going to get heavier. The pressure you feel right now is only going to increase with time. You might as well just throw it all down right now. Give up the hedonism, give up the selfishness, give up the short-sightedness, and join together with people who are resisting it. You might as well, because they're going to come for you sooner or later. And, you know, already, and I'm talking to you, Fox, or I'm talking to just the normal folks out there that are listening to this, maybe, hopefully.
Oh.
You're already under pressure. You're already walking on eggshells all the time. You're already looking behind your back before you talk to people all the time. It's already bad, and it's only going to get worse from here. We're here for you, though. Alt Furry is here for you, and the Furry Raiders are here for you. And we are ready to get in the trenches with you.
Yes, to avoid the explosion dildos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's once again, it's once be yourself. I've always said that, you know, try to, be expressive. Don't let people control you. And it's, you know, in the way Len is putting it, it's about banding together. You know, we all have our differences. There's 7 billion people on this planet. No two are going to be alike. And the only reason we get along at all is because we have commonalities that we can all agree on. And that's just when we agree on them, because we believe those principles are important. And the furry fandom has a principle that we've always been all welcoming, all inclusive, but nobody's following through with that. And now it's showing, and it will continue doing that. People are going to find the next new enemy.
To be frank, it's never really been that way. It's never been that way for me. The difference is that now the things that I had to face, you know, years ago, now more and more people are having to face it right now. The pressure is exerting onto other people. For me, it's nothing new. And that net is only going to get wider, and the weight is only going to get greater from here. You know that, so do I. Everybody who is listening to this knows that there's not going to be some detente. There's not going to be any respite from this. There's not going to be any turning back. We're not going to be able to turn back the clock on this one, guys. We have to all stand up, and we all have to face it. We all have to say no, much the same way Kothrix did to Dio and Dogpatch the other day.
Mm.
You know, mm. we have to stand up to them in our own way. No more cucking, no more hiding your head in the sand. No more, I don't want to talk about any politics. That's half the reason we're in this mess, is because good people didn't want to talk about politics, because good people didn't want to stand up. Okay. That's why we're in the mess that we're in, because good people standing down, sitting on the sidelines is what enabled these neurotic control freaks to get what they want. You have to get in the game, or you ain't going to have a game anymore sooner or later.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it's going to turn. I mean, I really don't want to fight it. You know, I always just wanted to be Foxer, but it is coming harder, becoming so much harder. And like, I can't even go out sometimes to like a fur meet without getting shoved or pushed or told off. Like I had to live my life this way? No. And I'm have to say that I'm with it. You know, we gotta stand up. There's no more just hiding or being silent or being neutral. You know, you do what you do what you believe is right. Whatever, even if it's to hate us, doesn't bother me, because we'll just
hating
be like,
on
you're
us
wrong.
Isn't gonna. I mean, we're not the ones that are fucking this phantom up. Okay, we're not the ones that are censoring and banning people. We're not the ones who got Two Griffin pulled off the stage.
Right.
We're not the ones who pulled Dojo Dingo off that YouTube panel. We're not the ones who shut down RMFC. All right, we're not the ones who bullied Furpocalypse into submission. We're not the ones who almost caused that moderator over on FA, whose name I will not say, to almost try and commit suicide. Okay, that's not us, and that's not on us. That's the enemy. Okay, that's the enemy. That's the enemy. That's the SJWs, and it's all on them.
Yeah. Well, I would have to say that this has been a good conversation, Len. I think it gives people a better idea about kind of the differences we play on and how we are both tolerant of each other, even so we completely have different perspective directions, but all in the same boat.
Right.
And if people want to lump us together, you know, that's on them. And we will try to correct them as we see it, but you know, at this point, this is one of our methods. So I'd have to say that, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. I know that the direction that we were planning to do was to go into the fandom, which we did, and then go into our groups. And I think if people want more clarification, they're welcome to contact you or me or anybody. Part of Furry Raiders are all furry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on such short notice.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always good to hang out with the Furry Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Supposedly, you know, just perfect example about how people love hating on me. People are now blaming that they've been banned from FA because of me. I should go.
Well, that's a bunch of bullshit. They've been banned on FA because Dragonair is a cock. That's why you're banned on FA, folks.
Yes. Dragonair, it's not because of the Furry Raiders.
It's because Dragonair is a cock, and he's a docs supporting, docs endorsing piece of human excrement.
Wow. That's a bit harsh, Led, but I'm not going to say
what part
that.
Of it isn't true.
I'm just going to laugh and point my paw while you're saying it. I would love to see it. You say it right to his face, and I'm just sitting there laughing.
Oh, you know I would.
I know you would. I'd just be rolling around laughing.
You know,
because, you know.
And if Dragonair wants to meet in the parking lot someday, I'd be happy to do that too.
Oh, God. It'd be one of those weird Street Fighter games. So what's his special move? What would be Dragonair's special move?
He'd be sitting on you and breaking your back with his gigantic lard ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, dear. And that is that's the reason why I don't judge people and I don't discriminate, because it's all funny at the end of the day. It is fun to have a laugh.
Are we still live?
Yes, we are. I'm sorry, I didn't hit the end broadcast button.
I thought that was all done.
You just let the world know how much you do not like Dragonair. Well, you were about to say it. I mean, you've been saying it anyway, so I wouldn't be worried about it too much.
No, I'm not too worried about it.
All right, later, everyone.
See you later.
Don't forget, laugh. It's good for you.